Zoe have her head in her hands at the end of the day today? We'll find out. Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't it really matter, because it's just a game? Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out,
because it's 8:13.
Thingamajiggy for Wednesday morning.
And today, representing the girls of Ayrshire is my lovely Jo. She's 29 and she's mum to little Boyd and little Kate. Morning, Jo.
Morning.
Morning. So you've been staying strong the past couple of days. Do you think we can get another one for the girls today? Okay, right. You know how the game works. I'm going to try and describe you some words and you've got 30 seconds to guess as many of the words as you can. If you don't know the word, you say thingamajiggy, but you can only use it once. Okie dokie?
Yeah.
All righty, your 30 seconds starts now. When the divide between two countries is known as what?
Thingamajig.
Right, okay. In the newspapers, tabloids will always have this at the on the front of their newspaper. It's the...
front story?
But what's another name for it?
Headline.
Yes, headline. This TV show's coming back, The Something Maze.
Crystal?
Yes, Crystal.
Two. Scored a two for the girls today. Let's find out how the boys get on. Let's go to Elliot. Morning, Elliot.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, mate. And tell everybody, where are you right now?
Hey, I'm currently sitting in a bar at Glasgow Airport.
Yeah, wee jammy.
Heading off to Zante on your holidays. Oh, fantastic. You got your first pint of the day, aye?
Yes,
sir.
We're all the first pint already.
Oh, so. It's the best pint ever. Is that one. Did you take a picture of it and put it on Facebook?
Of course.
It's good.
Post it on Colin's new Facebook.
Oh, yeah,
Colin McCardle in the morning.
Post it on the Colin McCardle in the morning.
Post us your pint at Glasgow Airport.
Yeah, do that. We've got our own Facebook page now. Right, Elliot, a score of two to beat, so 30 seconds on the clock. I don't know how this works, because if you win, we've got to phone you in Zante tomorrow.
Well, your phone bill will go up tomorrow.
There's no chance you're going to be able to answer tomorrow after 8 when you're after a night out in Zante.
Right, okay, score of two to beat, 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, my friend. Shout them nice and loud at Glasgow Airport. Here we go. Right, this is something fried chicken.
Kentucky,
yeah. These are wee things you find. They make wee mountains, wee hills in your garden. A wee animal.
Mole.
Yeah, mole, that's it. This is something you do with your bacon and eggs in the morning.
Fried.
You fry them, yeah. Another word for your brother or sister.
Sibling.
That's it, bang on. You use this to rub things down. Wood. You use it to rub your wood.
Sandpaper.
a bit after the buzzer, but sandpaper was the answer we were looking for. Which means, guess what? We're phoning Zante in the morning.
Yes.
What? No, he will never be able to answer in Zante tomorrow. He'll still be up from the night before.
So that means, Elliot, you're in your bed at 9 o'clock tonight.
Of course,
tucked up nice and early, bright and breezy for us phoning you tomorrow morning, yes?
No problem. Just before I go, can I just say hello to all the 19 boys that are going to Zante with me today?
19?
Wow. Yeah, 19 of them. And also a special shout out to Bryce Montgomery, whose 18th birthday it is today.
Happy birthday, Bryce. Brilliant. Listen, have a cracking start to your holiday, and we'll attempt
to phone you to tomorrow morning. But if we can't get a hold of you, we'll understand why.
That's all right. Have a great holiday. Speak to you tomorrow. Thanks, Elliot. Bye.